just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone.
Welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Anderson.
This is Lodge.
And again. This is round two.
That's why I just said, yeah, again.
So listeners, in case you, like, since you probably won't know this, because I don't think I'll actually use the last recording, this is actually the second time we're recording this for tonight, and that's partially because Josiah's finally here, and he actually has stuff to talk about, so we wanted to try and run through as quickly as possible the stuff that we previously talked about. So I'm going to start out with reviews. Because this will go a lot quicker. Anderson and I both saw Wonder Woman. It was very good. And
fucking amazing.
We both had the same consistency. It is absolutely the bar that DC needs to continue to hit. It is so good, I would put it on levels of Iron Man and Captain America. I mean, it has the pull of what Iron Man did for the Marvel for the Marvel universe of showing this is the kind of quality you should expect from our movies, and at the same time it gives you the actual quality that we got from it. You know, I would even go as high as saying Captain America Winter Soldier. It was so good.
What did you say?
Winter Soldier.
Oh, I thought you said Wonder Children. I was like, what the fuck is Wonder Children?
He said Winter Soldier. Okay. I heard that one.
I couldn't hear for a second. I'm like, I want to say Wonder Children, but I could be wrong.
Wonderlust.
Farfad Nugent.
So, it was definitely worth seeing in theaters. I actually saw it in 3D. It was very good in 3D.
I saw it in 3D also. It was amazing.
Yeah. Rarely have I seen a film that actually is worth the money of 3D, and it definitely was. Definitely go see it. It's worth seeing. Wonder Woman is... I would consider this the movie that, like, whenever TV shows and stuff like that try to put in, like, feminist values and shit, it always comes across as preachy and really badly handled. This presents a heroine that is...
It's a good role
just
model.
A good role model. It's awesome.
It's cool. I'll have an all-male screening only.
You know what's funny is a lot of people got pissed off about that.
I get it, but does it really matter?
I mean, they had an all women's showing
in one theater in some bumfuck town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like, who cares? What's funny is another theater actually did an all male screening, and that was it. Yeah. An all men's screening.
Who cares?
So, like, yeah, there are men's clubs and women's clubs. They have, you know, like, who cares?
They have female, like, clothing stores, male clothing stores. Does it
really matter if a group tries to say, okay, this is only for this sex, or this is only for
this
sex?
I'll draw the line when they say this one McDonald's can only serve women. Then I'll draw the line.
Yeah. Like,
especially if it ends up being, like, your favorite McDonald's.
Exactly.
They do my McNuggets just right!
Yeah, that's not fair. She doesn't deserve all the curves.
That's the only one that has McRibs.
How else am I going to have my Diet Coke and a Big Mac?
So, definitely go see it. The next movie I have to review is I actually went and saw The Mummy this morning.
I'm going to laugh like hell if this is our best podcast we've ever had.
It might be, because it's going to go a lot smoother. Second runs are always better.
That's what she said.
The second time is always better. You always last a little longer.
True. It's very true.
Things go much smoother.
Right.
So I saw The Mummy this morning. It was a good movie. It kind of depends on whether or not you're a monster movie fan, whether or not you'd see it in theaters. I really couldn't give you a definite recommendation on that. I enjoyed it enough to say that I liked it enough to have seen it in the theater. I think it was worth the money that I paid for it, although the ticket was a little higher than I wanted it to be. For a first showing of the day, but it kind of had a weird pace in the beginning. It tried to figure out whether or not, is it going to be an adventure film like the last three movies, or is it going to be a monster movie like it kind of needs to be, especially when it starts out saying Universal, and then immediately that logo turns into Universal Dark. Not Universal Dark, Universe Dark. It's Universal, and then it says Universe Dark.
Like, it actually says that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The logo goes from the regular universe, you know, Universal Studio, and then it rotates around the other side of the Earth.
Real quick.
And it goes dark, and it shows that.
Is every fucking movie we're going to end up seeing from here on out going to be part of a fucking universe now?
Yeah, here's the thing.
There's going to be... Stephen King, apparently, now.
But the universe of monsters for Universal has always existed. They just haven't been making movies on it for so long.
I get that.
That they finally decided to capitalize on it like they should have a long time ago.
Fucking Marvel.
But the you know, like I said, some of the pacing's off in the beginning. It doesn't change into an actual true monster movie really until around the time Dr. Jekyll comes in and they show off they show off his hide.
You know, Russell Crowe
did a badass job.
That part right there, though,
awesome.
That makes me want to go see it now.
Oh, dude, like he does. You know, it's Russell Crowe. The guy's a fucking amazing actor, regardless. But he goes from the normal proper speak for a British accent into the gutter snipe, like the gutter snipe, like. Just the dirty slang when he switches roles. It's really badass the way they did it.
If they are making bringing back the monster universe from Universal, yeah, I'm sold.
So, and the other cool thing is, for those of you who are fans of the last three movies, they actually do reference the last three movies.
This also makes me want to go see it now.
They had a point where one of the books gets knocked off a shelf, and it's actually either the Book of the Dead or it's the Book of the Living. I can't really tell you which one it was. The lighting in the movie kind of makes it, you know, have a glare, so it could easily be either, you know, the darker
the Book
or
Ra, right? Wasn't it? Or
yeah,
it'd be Amon Ra.
Amon Ra. But
is that the right
universe? One would be gold. One would be dark. But it could easily be either one. And
there's also Bruce Campbell and the Evil Dead.
There's also a part where they're in this area and there is more than one sarcophagus in there. They show hers, the new mummy, and they also show another one that looks like Imhotep's. So it could very easily be in the same universe. The cool thing about
it's
it is
100 years apart.
Is they're yeah they're so far apart from when one takes place to the other that it doesn't matter. It's a you have a cool adventure film with one and you have a monster movie with the other, and they end it with I'm not going to tell you obviously, but they end it with an opening for. Definitely expanding this universe
movies.
And more monster movies.
I wonder if we're gonna get a reboot of the monster movies. They show
skulls of vampires.
Monster Squad.
You know, they show skulls of vampires. They show a hand from a Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Which is long overdue for a fucking reboot.
Yeah,
they
absolutely cool vampires again.
Yeah, they absolutely need to do
Dracula
this.
What's wrong?
Dracula Untold. If you haven't seen that, fucking awesome. Yeah,
what, you don't want to see them turn into a glazed donut and be all faggy?
No.
They're all emo.
Emotions are gay.
Shut up. I glitter, and that makes me beautiful.
Fucking idiot. God damn it. I'm legitimately excited for this. The one thing is they could easily include Dracula Untold, the newest Wolfman. And I actually liked the newest Wolfman. I thought it was badass.
I had to give it a second.
A lot of people had problems with
it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had problems with it. I think it was great.
Anthony Hopkins and Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. So it was.
Yeah, it was a pretty gritty one.
It was a good movie. So if you like monster movies, go see The Mummy. But go in there knowing that the pacing kind of starts off a little weird. But after that, it gets really, it gets good.
Okay, cool. So Baywatch, entertaining.
Super entertaining. The new Baywatch was actually pretty good. For comedy, I wouldn't say go to theaters. You probably would get on like a Redbox, video on demand, yada yada.
He's fine.
I know. I'm just giving him a hard time.
It's kind of different. It's like a serious episode of Baywatch, and then you combine it with a raunchy comedy.
But the funny thing is, I don't remember ever seeing a serious episode of Baywatch.
It's serious for Baywatch, I guess.
As a guy, Alexandra Daddario in a bathing suit, amazing.
What do you mean, as a guy? Anybody with eyes can tell that.
Yeah, I've known completely straight women.
You're slowing us down. Let's go.
Fuck you.
It was serious because her tits went side to side. David Hasselhoff's
cameos are fucking amazing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Hasselhoff makes a cameo multiple times.
Yeah.
And did you hear it's The Rock's mentor? Yeah. I was like, bon, sold.
Whose review is this?
It's I don't know, I'm trying to figure this out.
Go, get it done, get it going, go.
Loach, stop sidetracking.
Shut up.
God, I'm going to call you it. Side Missions. That's what you're doing in
the game. Side Missions.
You call me that and I'll punch you in the fucking ear. Anyway, go.
Go see it if you really want to see a good raunchy comedy for the summer.
Or wait till it's coming out. So you don't have to pay the prices of the movie theater.
Do what everybody else does so you don't have to pay the prices.
And the last question is, it is not a reboot. It is a sequel to the show.
Yeah, I asked this already, listeners. You don't have to have watched the show
to watch the movie.
Watch the movie. So just be grateful for that.
I should have told them. I just said, yeah.
You totally need to see
all the continuity. Watching Baywatch.
They have references. They have references to specific episodes.
But God. Here's the real question.
I'm on season one.
Was it entertaining?
Very entertaining.
Listeners, in case you're curious about what the entertaining comment is, Anderson made the mistake, which Loach has made plenty of times.
But I haven't done that in a long time.
And also, you've never done one this bad, because it was one message, and then it was somebody like said something, and then it was the next
message. I was going to say, wasn't it literally like the next line or some shit?
I don't remember. Three lines. But Anderson wrote a message saying that Baywatch was entertaining, and a little later in the comments said the exact same thing back to us.
It wasn't even a little later. It was like literally like the next thing he said.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it was a little later in the day, but it still was the same
thing. Josiah's going to pull it up for
I'm
going
to look now. I'm pretty sure
there's a lot of conversation to go through, so we're just going to keep going.
All right, fine. It was still dumb enough that we're still giving you shit for it, so.
But it was entertaining.
We're going to get some mileage out of this one.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing, which would be nice to get Josiah's take on it, I wanted to know what you thought of Nintendo's direct that said, you know, Pokemon's coming out for 3DS. Pokemon. I know you have a 3DS.
Yeah.
But it's not coming to Switch.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
It does and it doesn't, because they always do this. They put out a main story game and then they do like main story 0.5.
Yeah.
So they just kind of.
Yeah, because they're releasing Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yeah. So what they do is they kind of do a little overlap of the story. They take away the version exclusive Pokemon and make them so you can get them all in the same game. And
oh, so you don't have to buy two?
Yeah, so basically...
Because they already took your money.
Yeah, and unfortunately, yoink, I usually fall for it. This one, I haven't finished the last one.
Really?
It's a handheld game. I haven't had time.
No,
I don't even have time to play the games that I have now for my actual system.
I got our backlogs are all getting pretty bad.
Yeah. I got it for Nicholas, and Nicholas blew right through it like it was nothing.
Yeah, my
it's
backlog
because Nicholas is a teenager and has nothing else to do.
He's got ADD. It's cool.
Yeah, my backlog is fucking retarded. So
yeah.
It's kind of annoying, but I get it.
Of a backlog.
Yeah. For us, it didn't make it. For me, it didn't make any sense. Like, it makes sense that they would put it on the 3DS because you'd want to support that platform.
Yeah,
because
we already talked about that point.
Yeah. It's got more, you know, they have more users on there. It makes sense. The thing that doesn't make sense is trying to make it cross-play with Switch owners, because you have a brand new console out that doesn't have a whole lot of games on it. So why wouldn't you try and expand that audience a little bit more and try and get people to play it on both?
Especially because there's a game already coming out on the Switch that is going to have that, which is Monster Hunter.
Yeah, which is made by a third party. Not Nintendo. Nintendo owns the publishing rights, but it's made by Capcom. So to do that, like I guarantee you that was Capcom's decision of saying, look, we want to hit as many gamers as we can as possible. Yeah,
yeah,
you want to make more money as possible.
Not only
yeah,
that,
absolutely.
But those games are really fucking good, so I can see them trying to expand the market.
Exactly.
Right, but here's the thing, though.
But
when it comes down to those two games, which one are you going to want to have a crossover? Monster Hunter or Pokemon?
I have a theory on this one, and it's the same bitch that I made about Fire Emblem. The next one that's coming out is going to be for the Switch when they can finally hit all the demand for the systems that they have. Mm. I realized after talking to you about this, it's probably a smarter move that they put like the middle step out on DS still, and then the next like actual story game will come out on the Switch. It'll probably be a year
or so. Yeah, but
the Switch
they announced is just Fire Emblem Warriors.
We're not talking about Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I'm still talking about Pokemon.
We're talking about Pokemon.
Fire Emblem,
you were just using it as an example.
Fire Emblem, they already said the next one's coming out on the Switch.
Right.
So whenever that one comes out, I'll get a Switch.
I just feel
okay, that's coming out before Pokemon Will.
Okay,
if you can get a Switch.
Yeah, because the only thing coming out on the Switch.
And since you put it like that, then I understand. But still, though, honestly, to me personally, it just seems like a dumb head move.
I see it on both ends. But the thing that doesn't make any sense is when you have a struggling library on a console that's out already.
A new console. Yeah.
You try to put as much as you can out.
See,
this is the point that. Yeah. You know, that's what I was saying.
No, like, I got your point, and I got his point. And to me, honestly, you should have just dropped Pokemon and be like, yep, here you go, on the Switch.
Yeah, I mean...
the re-releasing of Pokemon Tekken, they should have just made that launch title.
Yeah, you have no games for your major platform right now. And that includes, you don't have Mario games. What the fuck? Like, how is it that hard to port the original Mario to the Switch? Come on, guys. Nintendo, you kind of need to remove head from ass. Think... Don't, you know, fire discounts Tony Stark, hire real Tony Stark, and come out with something, you know, some kind of new plan.
I'm just blown hopefully away. They'll have something. No Mario library. Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, E3's coming up. They're going to be announcing stuff on Tuesday.
I'm sorry, you were serious.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I was just kidding.
E3's coming up. They're going to be announcing stuff on Tuesday. Listeners, in case you're curious, we record this on Fridays. So E3 is tomorrow.
yeah, we also just found that out.
We just learned that EA is opening it up.
Which is the other reason we're re-recording.
Yeah, so Tuesday Nintendo. Tuesday Nintendo will be showing off whatever they're going to be doing in their, you know, their new Direct. To have a Direct before a major Direct like E3 was kind of weird. But maybe that was a good thing. Maybe they just wanted to get something that seemed like old news out of the way. Hopefully they're gonna actually do something nice for E3. I don't have a lot of high hopes. It's Nintendo after all, and they haven't really impressed me in a long time.
Watch them come out and be like, we're dropping the price, $50, XL model.
Fuck me. I said
it with Merca.
Yeah.
Merca.
Exclusively to Americans.
He drops a plush
big
Mario onto the ground like a mic drop.
Could you imagine Reggie walking out on
Nintendo
stage with the Switch? He's like, look how flimsy this is in my giant man hands. He breaks it in half.
Yeah.
And then a giant one just comes out of the sky. And he's like, here. It's made for American hands.
Here, buy an iPad.
What's really funny, listeners, is we constantly say American hands. We realize that there are other cultures out there that probably need this, but
there are.
We're pretty sure that it's probably going to come here first.
I'm pretty self-centered, so fuck that.
I was going to say, that's one of the few times I've held a gaming console and thought, I may actually break this.
Yeah.
Like, the PSP felt kind of flimsy, but as long as you don't drop it or anything, you're fine.
Yeah.
PSP? Or the Vita?
Both.
The Vita was pretty solid.
I thought the PSP was pretty solid.
The only problem with the PS Vita is just,
have you seen
Josiah's
gigantic
hands? Like, yeah, if you have big hands, it's trying to really hard to scrunch everything in.
Yeah.
Just fair enough. We saw Life.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Your fucking text was spot on. I waited for the movie to suck. It never came. I was like,
really? Like the
I
end?
Totally felt the same way. We were like that the whole time. Right?
You know, I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, okay, so this movie has to suck at some point. Like, it's been awesome so far. When's it going to get bad? And then the credits rolled. I was like, wow, that was really good.
Right?
And the funny thing is I went and like looked at reviews online. Apparently the movie only got like sixes and sevens. Apparently it didn't do that well.
It was a good monster flick. I liked it.
I got a feeling it's going to be one of those like modern day cult movies.
I was surprised Ryan Reynolds' character died as like early as he did.
not as bad as Drew Barrymore from Scream, but still pretty funny that he still gets top billing.
Yeah.
He's
in that movie for like 15 minutes.
That's how they said the budget. Good, though.
Yeah.
That movie was really
you
good.
Liked it more than I did, but it was still good. It was exactly what Alien Covenant should have been. But it was very good.
Dude, it was crazy watching.
It's like a mixture of the thing.
Rat.
It's like the mixture of the thing.
The fucking ending.
And Alien. So
the fucking ending when he's in.
Larry, literally giving away spoilers. Jackass.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna have to cut that right now. You fuck.
Cut it now. Right now. Right meow.
Right meow.
By the way,
something I can throw that's not gonna actually
that
reminds anything.
Thank God we're. I'm glad we're recording it. Super Troopers are gonna be at the Colorado Springs Comic Con.
What are they going to tell everybody? Hey, we need to do another Kickstarter so we can pay for more hookers and not give you a movie. And we're going on.
The movie's done.
Cool. So they're going to need a Kickstart to put the movie in theaters.
Right.
Because they all need more hookers and blow.
Now, two of them are going to be here.
Okay, nobody cares.
I care.
Next on
Black Panther had a had a teaser trailer drop. that is the only trailer I need to see. I don't want to see any more. Yeah, like most teaser trailers, it was bad as fuck.
I don't think
2 seconds of that.
Thor Ragnarok, and that is going to be fucking tits.
There's so much good.
It's like when I had my surgery and when I woke up and they were like, you know, everything went fine. I was like, that's good because Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out in December and I'm not missing that shit.
So you remember that message I sent you that told you if your doctor didn't rub dirt on it, he's a fucking hack and you should go to someone else?
I was so tired and sick when you sent me that text. I was sitting there, I was like, I don't have the energy to reply.
I just had this great mental image of them bringing you into the surgery theater and then just like...
Somebody with like a potted plant's just like...
No. No, it's even better. So they make the incision and then they just grab a pack of like sterilized surgical-grade dirt. And
what the fuck? Do you go to your surgeries? I don't ever...
He spends a lot of his time in the plant department of Home Depot.
What the hell? Excuse me,
you have to go through the clean room to get the surgical dirt. But when you leave, it's all good.
That's the name of the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Surgical dirt.
Dude, I'm sorry, if that dude showed up into my fucking OR,
there we go, you got the name
and he was he cut me open, and if I was awake for this shit, and I saw him grab a fucking sterilized dirt, I'd be like, sew me up and get me the fuck out of here.
Could you imagine just being there, just, all right, we made the incision, nurse, dirt.
What are you doing? That's not the surgical.
You're cancer free, but I planted an oak tree in your throat.
I feel so...
Should start sprouting in 3 weeks.
I smell nothing but potpourri. I don't understand.
Just make sure you drink lots of water. Everything needs love and care.
Why am I producing blood oranges?
Everything smells minty fresh. Oh, why do I smell like a Home Depot market?
Yeah, so sorry for the sidetrack. I just... I mean, it's
fucking awesome.
Sterilized surgical dirt.
Surgical grade dirt.
That's the name of the podcast now. You realize that, right? Yep.
That is surgical grade dirt. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, man.
That's got to be the dumbest, greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. God forbid I have to have another surgery, I'm totally going to ask, do you guys have surgical grade dirt?
No.
They're going to look at me and be like, you need to go to another hospital.
You tell them
they're in Mexico.
Fucking hack if he doesn't rub dirt on it.
Fucking hack.
All right.
Get your medical diploma, fucking vending machine? God.
Oh my God.
Continuing on the main theme of reviews.
I got it at the wall when I crossed the border.
In previews, Josiah, you've been playing what?
Oh, the BattleTech beta.
BattleTech beta
finally came out. I was actually in Seattle when it came out, so that was a horrible 2 days waiting to get home. I didn't even unpack anything. I dropped my shit at the door, ran over to my computer, and booted up Steam.
Are you serious?
I'm not even joking.
That's awesome.
Your girlfriend's like, sweetie, your bag. Yep. It's there.
It's okay.
We're home. I'm doing something. So
we're home. I'm doing stuff.
So I haven't gotten real in-depth with it. I've only played a couple of rounds. They gave out the single-player skirmish. So it's just, you know, your squad of mechs versus the other. They give you four mechs, and it's kind of like modified tabletop rules. So I already had a pretty good knowledge of it going in. I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
But the thing that I've noticed is for a beta, it's already got more polish than most finished games.
Wow.
Not even joking. They give you a survey after you play, and I gave it like top ranks and everything. And at the end, they're like, do you have any comments? I told them, I would pay you for this. So I'm really excited to see the full version.
Right.
Nice.
And I mean, like, some of the animations are a little wonky and whatever, but the...
But it's shaping up... It looks like it's shaping up to be a good game.
Yeah, Well, some of the things that I've noticed, like, even just the attention to details, like when, for example, like, you shoot, like, a salvo of missiles at another mech, and if they're standing in trees, you can see the concussion blast push the trees back, and then...
That's cool.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
That's actually really impressive.
When you're shooting lasers and stuff, when it hits, you can see, like, molten metal dripping off of the enemy. It's awesome.
That's badass.
I'll try and see if I can dig up some footage or something.
Yeah.
But, they don't have a release date for the full version yet, because, like I said, I forget how many ago, they had some issues and they're working on it. They said it should be out by the end of the year.
That's good.
Nice. But this beta is already entertaining enough to hold me over until then.
Awesome. So I expect it to launch next year.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that dropped is the Ace Combat trailer hit. What's it called again? It's Ace Combat 7.
Enemy Unknown.
I think it's Unknown Skies.
Unknown Skies. Yeah.
Enemy Unknown.
It looks cool. I mean, it's got a pretty trailer. I don't know if any of the footage we saw is representative of actual gameplay.
Their trailers are typically pretty close to the final product.
Yeah, I
enjoyed watching the drones drop from that giant fucking plane.
Oh, you mean Captain America's plane that he crashes into the...
Yeah, that's actually pretty representative. There's always... Ace Combat's known for two things. There's always the Sky Fortress battle and then the trench run at the end.
Cool.
So Star Wars.
Because there's always a big super weapon that you have to blow up, and at the very end, to, you know, give it the death blow, you have to fly through a tunnel.
I'm down with it.
Every time.
Because that's the best way to approach anything.
And it's fucking awesome. I don't care. They've done it in every Ace Combat game, and it's fucking awesome every time.
It's awesome. It's awesome in Star Wars. It's completely illogical, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, you're sitting
here... You don't rewrite history. That's how shit works.
How much sense does it make
to
fly towards it at a fucking 90 degree angle instead of just flying directly towards it?
Because the force is only in the tunnel, not above it, dick. Alright? God damn. Fucking trying to change the documentaries. Fuck this shit. Go ahead.
So fucking stupid.
Story-wise, it looks like it's a continuation of 5, which is widely regarded to be the best one out of the series. I disagree. I like 4 the most, but that was also my starting point.
So that was where you fell in love with the series.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's always going to have that nostalgia feel?
Yeah. So, because a lot of people didn't play 4 when it first came out, because I think it was a launch title for the PS2.
Okay.
Could have been.
And then a lot of people played 5.
I think I did play 4, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you're... yeah.
But I don't know, it looks good. I was excited. I messaged you guys immediately when it was announced. I've been looking forward to this for years. And
the last we were watching it for E3,
VR.
The one thing you wanted to keep seeing or see is an Ace Combat game, and when they showed it off, you freaked out.
Is it still VR?
it'll be VR and standard,
because Resident Evil 7. A lot of people actually messaged the developers and said, if you make this VR only, I'm not buying it. Hey, so VR is an option now.
It's just an option.
Yeah. Well, they figured if Resident Evil 7 can pull it off, then you know, they can use a similar kind of technology to do it.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. It's going to be awesome. There's blades cool. and lasers right, well, and drones and shit. So.
Listeners, E3 officially begins tomorrow for us. We're probably going to have to watch it separately and then get together on Sunday to watch the Microsoft one. So that's all we got for this week. Listeners, please tell your friends about us. It's really the only way we get around. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Anderson.
And this is Lodge. Keep on geeking on.
And we're out. Hey, 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 hey.